Hi, I'm Joe Selensky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill Radio pastor for the day. In the book of Matthew at chapter 25, starting at verse 1, it reads, "At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in their jars along with their lamps. At midnight the cry rang out, 'Here's the bridegroom, come out and meet him.' And then all the virgins woke and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish ones said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out.'" You know, it seems amongst Christians there is the propensity to see the glass half empty rather than half full, to recognize all that is wrong far more than is right, to assume that if today is a good day, tomorrow is going to suck eggs big time. If 5 good things happen today, we could talk about how the government's going to fail us tomorrow, or how we could take a good day and ruin it easily by pointing the finger at a society around us, recognizing how somebody's going to do something that offends us tomorrow or already has in the past. And sometimes it seems we spend 98% of our time complaining, whining, criticizing, pointing fingers, or simply truthfully pointing out all that's wrong with the world and society. We do it so often that we miss the good stuff, the godly stuff, the next divine appointment, the opportunity to lift and encourage society, or simply our next door neighbor. And we talk about the darkness so much, we forget to bask in the light of Jesus. And then, too, often all people see in us is our anger, our disappointment, our finger-pointing, our disillusion, and by their accounts, our negativity. They believe Christians are angry and condemning. They're wrong, but we feed their misinformation and resulting opinions with our consistent negativity. Well, Pastor Joe, they're no different. The unbelievers, the lost, the people with a secular worldview, they do all these same things. Yeah, think about that. Why isn't there a difference? Can our call to action be seek a better balance? Can we prepare for the good and blessed things of the Lord maybe a bit more? And listen, to some degree, we can all take the time to evaluate how much joy we spread compared to how much gloom we spread. And I'm not saying we don't need to address what's wrong or fallen or unscriptural, but we need true wisdom to do so, and in a way that helps bring influential change when change is needed. But we also need to be open to God's blessings, to Jesus' peace beyond understanding, open to His mission for us, His calling for us to seek joy and positive, inspired, and led expectations as well. Remember the 5 wise bridesmaids or virgins of today's text? They were wise because they were looking ahead not to the next life downer, but for a celebration, a party they did not want to miss out on. Now, contextually, this verse carries much more significance. But the lesser point we look at today is they were looking forward to being the lamps that lit the way to a joyous banquet, an outpouring of blessings, a fulfillment of hopes and dreams. They were not looking to spotlight some deep, dark, black hole of despair. And they wisely stockpiled some extra fuel so that they could be energized to be on the lookout for something wonderful, something good, something longed for and anxiously anticipated. We need to stop being on the lookout for only bad news, negative news. The world does that expertly without our help. We're called to be on the lookout for good news, and we know that constantly re-energizing and refilling best news of all to share, the gospel Jesus created for us. Our behavior could demonstrate that we're anticipating with great joy and hope the continued and ever stronger presence of Christ in our lives and in our faith communities. So let's bring hope rather than gloom. That would be a well-lit path of witness to those around us yet to know Jesus' love. I'm Joe Selensky of Lifeway Church in North Bangor. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day.